Tantor Audio presents Bad Girls Don't Die by Katie Allender. Narrated by Johanna Parker. 1. I stood perfectly still, looking up at the house and the dark sky beyond it. A band of mist drifted away from the moon, making way for the next set of clouds, what I hoped would be the picturesque backdrop I'd been waiting for. The camera, a 25-year-old Nikon FM2N, $30 at a garage sale, waited patiently on the tripod. I didn't know how long I'd been outside. It felt like hours, although I was probably like a subject in one of those science experiments where they tell you to ring a bell after an hour, and most people make it for like 12 minutes. For a split second, I thought about giving up for the night. There was always tomorrow. But suddenly, everything around me seemed to get one shade brighter. The moon came pouring through a wispy haze of vapor that looked like a tattered veil draped behind the house. In other words, it was perfect. Photographs taken in very low light need a long exposure, longer than most people, me included, can stand still, so I used a little device with a squeezy bulb and a cord that screws into the camera. I pressed the bulb, heard the click as the shutter lifted, and started counting. When I reached 10, I let go of the bulb. The shutter closed. I repeated this a few more times, at one point adjusting the focal length so that the house itself was out of focus and the giant oak in the front yard was sharply defined. I didn't take very many pictures. When you use real film and pay for it yourself, you just can't shoot as much as you want. After a few minutes, the clouds had melted together.